I want to share an idea that appears in different forms, in different places in Tanakh, centrally, though, in this week's parasha, and it's a theme that you really need to understand to fully comprehend what's going on in the second paragraph of Shema. I've talked about it before, but I want to lay it out a little bit differently now. So, as we know, the second parak of Kriyat Shema, which appears in this week's parasha, in Akev, tells us that if we keep the mitzvot, so then we will have rain, and we won't be kicked out of the land, but rather we'll be able to establish ourselves in the land. And central to the notion of living successfully in the land is this idea of rain. Now, there are many questions we could deal with here. One of the central questions that the Mefarshim deal with is if the Gemara in Kiddushin Lamed Tet tells us that Schar Mitzvah B'Hayam Aleka, that there is no reward for mitzvot in this world, so why is it that many places in the Torah, especially here, it does sound like there is reward for mitzvot. And the Mefarshim take different approaches to that, either contending that the majority of the reward is in the next world, but there's some reward in this world, or there's no reward for individuals in this world, but there is reward for communities in this world, or taking the position like the Rambam in Hilchot Tshuva, that there's no real reward in this world, but if one is righteous, then God grants you opportunities to perform mitzvot, and the brachot that are found in the Torah are less reward as they are tools for the righteous to accomplish even more in this world. But however one conceptualizes what exactly the function of rain is as a reward or something slightly differently, that rain, as I said, seems to be central to the experience of being Jewish in Eretz Yisrael. And you see that from the psukim that immediately precede the second parak of Shema. And they go as follows. Ki aretz asher atava shama lirishta lo cheeretz mitzrayim hi. Asher yitzatem misham. Asher tizra et zaracha vishkita viraglecha kegan hayarak. The land that you're coming to inherit it, is not like Egypt, i.e. the land that you just left, where you could plant with your foot, like a vegetable garden. Rather, it's a country which has mountains and valleys. If you ever come to my house, you'll know this, as I live in the mountain. And Ephrat is all on different hills, and some of the parts are in valleys, and it's very clear. When you're in hills and valleys, you don't rely on rivers, you rely on rain. Eretz asher Adonai lecha doreshata tamid, eni Adonai lecha ba mereshit hashana v'ad achrit shana. And therefore, it is the place where God pays attention to at all times, from the beginning of the year to the end. Now, there are, in the past, I've taught that there are two perspectives on what the meaning of these psukim are, but I think, after re-examining it, there are really three perspectives. One perspective is that of Rashi. Rashi says, Lo cheretz mitzrayim hi, ela tovah himena. It's not like Egypt, but it's better. V'nemra avtacha zo liyitzrael biyitzat mitzrayim she'omrim shemalon. The Jews were worried when they left Egypt that they wouldn't come to a country as nice as Egypt. So God says, it's better. And then he proves this. He says, Yachol b'gnuta katuv medaber. Maybe you would think that this is a degradation of Eretz Israel. It can't be. And then he proves, because Hebron was built before Tzoan Mitzrayim, and Tzoan was built for Mitzrayim, the son of Ham, and Hebron was Canaan, the son of Ham. And in general, you build the better one first. And therefore, you see that Chevron is better than so on, and Chevron is, at least physically speaking, Rashi claims the least of Eretz Yisrael. It's psulata shel Eretz Yisrael, and he proves that from the fact that it's used for burial grounds. And therefore, Rashi says what you learn from here is that Israel is better than Egypt, and that is the point. Now, what does that have to do with rain? So Rashi says, rain is convenient. You don't have to do any work. Once it rains, it waters your crops for you. But Mitzrayim relies on rivers, and therefore, what you need to do when there are rivers is create irrigation, aqueducts and the like that will channel the water from the river. That takes work. So what the Pasuk is telling you is that Eretz Yisrael is better than Mitzrayim. Because in Eretz Yisrael, the produce will be watered by God himself with rain, and you won't have to put an effort. And in Egypt, you will have to put an effort. That's the position of Rashi. The majority of, and Rashi here is channeling the position of the Sifrei. However, most of the Pashtanim note that this is the opposite of the simple pshat of the Psukim. This is said in short form by the Ibn Ezra, in much longer form by the Ramban, where the Ramban says, he first quotes Rashi, and he says, "Pshuto shel mikra, b'derech ha'azharot ne'amar, shamar lem u'shmartem et kol mitzvah v'irashtem eretz zovat chalav u'dvash, ki ha'ashem yiten met ha'aretzachem b'ito, v'aretz yiten yivula. Avadu lachem she'en akert mitzrayim lashkot otak b'regel, min ha'yorim min ha'gamim, kigan ha'yarak. Rak yeretz harim v'kod, u'matar shamayim tishtamayim, lo b'inyan acher, u'tzricha she'idrosh ha'ashem otat tamid b'matar, ki eretz smei'a me'od, u'tzricha matar kol ha'shana." He says, no, it's actually that it's worse in the physical sense. Why? Because Egypt always has water. It's easy, you have a river. But you can't use the river up the mountain, so you need rain. But if you need rain, that means you need God to, so to speak, actively express his hashkacha. And therefore, if you're good, so then God will respond in kind and provide rain. But if you're bad, you'll suffer. Because since the nature of Eretz Yisrael is that you're always dependent on God, and you always need him, that can be good, or that could be bad. And then he explained that's what happens in these psukim and the following psukim, which is if you won't be good, so then you won't have rain. If you do, natati mitar tzachem b'ito yoram malkosh. But if not, and all of the curses / blessings in the second parak of Shema, which are the following psukim, follow from this psukim. So why would the Torah talk badly about Eretz Yisrael? So the Ramban says, and again, the Ibn Ezra writes this as well, and the Rashbam, what it's saying is that Eretz Yisrael, what's unique about Eretz Yisrael, is that in Egypt, you could be under the delusion that you don't need God, because you always have rivers. And what does it mean? Vishkita v'raglacha gagana yarak. You water things with your foot, because all you got to do is sort of kick a little bit of dirt to create the channel, and the water just comes. While physically that's great, from a spiritual perspective, to not feel the dependence on God is dangerous. And therefore, Hashem says, listen, I'm giving you a land that's unique. It requires rain because it can't use normal irrigation, barring what's happened in the modern period. And therefore, it's a land which will force you to think about God, to serve God, to recognize that you depend on God. So in a spiritual sense, the fact that it creates dependency makes it superior, even though from a physical, pragmatic perspective, it may in fact be inferior. And that's perspective two. But I think there is a third perspective. And that is a synthesis of Rashi and the Ramban, which is hinted at by the Svarno. The Svarno says, on the one hand, it's true, like the Ramban, that Eretz Yisrael is not as good, in the sense that it's not as dependable, because it needs rain. But what he adds beyond the Ramban is that it's not that if you don't serve God, then you'll suffer. And if you serve God, then it'll be as blessed as Egypt. Because that really would be unfair. But he says, no. What's unique about Eretz Israel is that if you're bad, it's the worst. You won't have any rain, you'll have no produce, you'll starve. But if it's good, so then he says Rashi is right. Eretz Israel will be superior in the physical sense. Because when you have rain, so then it's better because you don't have to work. Because God does the work for you. And therefore what he says is maybe Rashi and the Ramban are both right. That if you don't serve God, so then it's worse than Mitzrayim. And the benefit of living in Eretz Yisrael is that it depends on Hashgacha and forces you to be cognizant of God and serve Him and understand the way He interacts with the world. But if you do serve God, then not only will He make it spiritually superior to Mitzrayim, being a land where you're forced to think about God, but He'll reward you in such a way that it's physically superior. And He'll do that by giving you rain, which not only will it remind you that God is paying attention to you, but it will also provide you with what you need with significantly less effort than would be required if you had to provide all the irrigation. And therefore, you have two perspectives, Rashi and the Ramban, which are then synthesized by the Svarno to present yet a third approach on the uniqueness of Eretz Israel and what it is about rain that so defines the spiritual landscape of Israel.